And Ruth stays with us now as she meets Frank Thomas Grapple Jr. He's a Maori man from New Zealand with extremely close Czech connections.
Prague's O2 Arena is set to see a very special concert next week. One of the most popular Czech bands, Chinaski, will team up with the Fakari Rotorua group from New Zealand to perform a traditional Maori dance called Haka, trying to set a new record for the largest ever Haka. Fakari Rotorua will also mark the visit of the late Czech President Václav Havel to New Zealand in 1995 with a special program at the Václav Havel Library. I discussed the visit and more with the group's leader, Frank Thomas Grapple Jr.
He visited in 1995, his first and last visit, and I was actually 11 years old at that time, going on to 12 years old.
So what are your memories of that visit?
Well, just how much feeling he had for the native people of New Zealand. It was his plan and idea to first meet the local people, the Maori people, who were first to arrive in our country, just to see how his interacting was with the culture. He totally felt at home in our city, and not just our city in Rotorua, but also in Wellington and in Auckland. And you can see from anyone who's lucky enough to see the photos like we were in the archives from 1995 that he felt completely at home. He didn't feel like he was a stranger visiting. He felt like he was visiting friends.
And it was actually your father, I believe, who helped to organize that visit.
It's true. That's correct. And many of the politicians that were there in 1995 with Václav Havel and with Olga and the other Czech politicians are still alive, and they know that we're here, and we're going to bring some special presentation back to our city, Rotorua, for all of them to see, because they also have many fond memories from that time with your Czech president.
And your father emigrated from Czechoslovakia to New Zealand in 1950.
That's correct.
Did he actually know Václav Havel prior to his visit to New Zealand?
No, he didn't, but he knew Alexander Dubček and Alexander's brother. And they were fighting in the underground to try and keep the democracy of the Masaryk way, even though a little later that Dubček went to the communism way. I believe it was part of Alexander Dubček's plan when he wanted to do socialism with a human face. He wanted to use politics in the communism regime to actually turn back to democracy. And he was actually responsible for helping to protect my father from the communists that were looking for him, because he escaped from communist labor camp. And much later, when he met my mother and her family, he fell in love with the Maori music and with the voice of the Maori people and telling their stories about traditions and history. So it was his dream to give thanks to the Maori people for taking care of him and accepting him to New Zealand, that he would like to promote Maori music around the world, especially when it was Czechoslovakia and now Czech Republic and Slovakia.
And would you say the name of Václav Havel still resonates in Rotorua?
For sure. And that's why we're keeping the memory of his visit alive from 1995 in Rotorua. It's very important to see the example he created of bringing the native cultures, connecting with the modern material world. And if you read about any of his visits to any country in the world, he was always very specific about meeting, like in Australia, the Aborigine people. He would like to meet them first because it's like your Czech people here, you are the roots of the nation. I think now even in high school, we see a lot of the young people don't even understand their history about the hard times, about the 300-year domination of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, about the arrival of the Nazis, about the killing of Reinhard Heydrich, about the seven soldiers that sacrificed their life in 1942. And then the communists came later and the coup with Gottwald in 1948, later the Prague Spring in 1968, and then fast forward to the Velvet Revolution in 1989. I think kids these days don't understand how lucky they are to have the freedom to travel around the world and to actually complain freely without any worry of somebody watching them or reporting them from STB. I see people complaining all the time but not actually making any solutions.
And going back to your visit here in the Czech Republic, another highlight of your visit here is a joint concert with one of the Czech Republic's most popular bands, Chinaski. How did this cooperation come about?
In February this year, Our group was closing the Lindauer exhibition of Bohemir Gottfried Lindauer, who's originally from Pilsen, and he's New Zealand's most famous painter of Maori people. And so Chinaski were recording the new album, which they released in the 1st of May this year in Auckland in the studios. And it was only a small walk around from the Auckland Art Gallery where we were closing the Lindauer exhibition. So I offered Chinaski to be invited to come and be a part of this historical moment. And they came to the Auckland Art Gallery. I invited them to close it with me to St. Kildare Dom of Mui. After this, they offered me to come with a group member to the recording studio to record an introduction of their album. And they asked if we could do some traditional Māori performance and show them how we really do it back in Rotorua. So we did the traditional Māori haka, which is made world famous by the New Zealand world champions, the All Blacks rugby team. And they loved it so much, I said to them, well, let's try it. So we all took off our shirts, and we were half naked doing the haka for almost 1 hour. And they loved it so much, they said, well, we are going to finish album tour to promote our album in O2 Arena on November the 16th. If we sell out O2 Arena, we would like to do a haka there, and would you join us? And I said, of course we would. We are coming to Czech Republic anyway, no problem. And so we made the deal. They sold out O2 Arena very recently. And now we will have almost 18,000 Chinaski fans doing the haka with us. And we will actually create the world's biggest haka world record, which our city, Rotorua, currently holds.
What else do you have on your schedule during this visit?
You know what? I can't remember. There's so many things. For example, we will be going to Tatra Smikov Rugby Club. In Prague next year, they are celebrating their 60-year anniversary of their club rugby, and they will have a big tournament there with many of the children, teenagers, and adults playing. And I think we will do something special there like we did for them 2 years ago. Later, we are meeting with Michael Havash, who is a very fantastic Czech-New Zealand filmmaker, and he is going to have a premiere showcase about the Māori Battalion, which is a group of Māori army warriors that were fighting in World War II to help to free countries like Czechoslovakia that were betrayed by the French and the British because of the Munich Agreement that was signed when Czechoslovakia wanted to fight. So we're going to show about even a Māori people as a minority were willing to fight for countries like yours to free you and help with democracy, even though it wasn't always successful.
Will you also have time to visit the birth town of your father, Brno?
Brno! Of course, jasne. We're going there on 7th of November, and I will visit my grandparents there and my auntie. I mean, they've all passed away now, but we will pay tribute to them. I think we will be there at the same time as St. Martin's Day later on the 11th of November, and we will celebrate St. Martin's Day and have the goose or the duck, whatever they have. We eat everything. We used to be cannibals in the old days, but we prefer the meat now, not just the people anymore. And we're looking forward to that too, to keep the roots connected.